What occurred in 1898, 103 years ago, was just like a wound that had never really been healed properly. And if you're going to heal a wound properly, instead of putting band-aids on it, you're going to have to open it, reopen it again, clean it, it needs cleansing, and then try to heal it and pull it back together.
Bertha Todd of the 1898 Centennial Foundation. In 1898, Wilmington suffered what's been called a violent, racially inspired revolution, a bloody race riot, and the only coup d'etat on U.S. soil. Lately, Wilmingtonians have worked to overcome that history's legacy with public discussions, commemorative events, and more. This program, co-produced by WHQR Community Radio and the Reality Works Project, is part of that effort. It's made up of many contributions, including authentic historical accounts by participants, read by their direct descendants, and by actors Don Baker, Boise Holmes, Carolyn Jett, Gil Johnson, Steve Magruder, and Tony Rivenbark, with research by many scholars. With heroic assistance from Scott Simpson, I produced tonight's pre-recorded documentary and debate segments. My name is Alan Lipke.